What were you actually doing, or when was it that you actually found out these results, and what was your reaction?
I knew as soon as the data monitoring committee met, it was safe to release the results, and we knew we would need to work right away to begin to lay out plans for patients on the trial to be able to cross over from the arm that didn't receive Herceptin to be able to receive Herceptin. And that was a very busy time, but a very exciting time. Important decisions had to be made. At what point in their adjuvant therapy should they be able to begin Herceptin? How long after completion of their adjuvant chemotherapy would it be acceptable to introduce Herceptin into their adjuvant treatment regimen? So a lot of important decisions. So it was extremely busy. But throughout, I suppose my reaction was that every phone call that I had answered, asking a question about the trial, about HER2 testing, about LVEFs, every issue that had come up, every minute spent was so worthwhile. It's not too often that you have the opportunity to be this actively involved in such an exciting outcome to a clinical research program. One of the things that's very exciting about clinical research is seeing the stepwise progress of drugs in development. You know, you see in early trials, phase two trials, preclinical trials, and then moving into the metastatic setting and then the careful moving of the drug into adjuvant. But probably a lot of people would imagine at this point that the Herceptin story is over, and that's not true. At NSABP, we'll be looking at the use of Herceptin in DCIS. That's a trial that's in development now, and I think may be surprising to some nurses in the community. It seems an aggressive treatment, perhaps. Maybe that's what the first initial reaction might be for such early disease. But we know there will be women with DCIS who will go on to develop invasive breast cancer. And we also know that a greater percentage of DCIS is HER2 positive. So we are looking at a study to give a very short course of trastuzumab that is expected to be very well tolerated around the time of their radiation therapy, because preclinical data suggests that trastuzumab is able to increase the activity of radiation. So this is a very exciting trial that will look at reducing the incidence of ipsilateral breast cancer recurrences after DCIS.
What about for patients who have invasive breast cancer that are HER2 positive? What's the next step being discussed in terms of clinical research trials looking at those patients?
Well, I think that what will be happening, and probably already is happening, is the development of trials that will look at taking these really excellent results and combining them with other therapies, other monoclonal antibodies that perhaps function in a different way, or other chemotherapy regimens, looking at Herceptin in the neoadjuvant setting for locally advanced tumors. A lot of different ways to apply the excellent results that occurred in the adjuvant setting and looking for creative and new settings to improve outcome for those patients as well. So I think that we'll see more of that happening. And then I think that work will have to take place to decide what's the optimum duration of trastuzumab or Herceptin, what is the best sequence, what is the combinations, just to continue to explore a way to optimize what were very good results, to optimize those with other combinations, other schedules.
I know one thing that had been discussed at one point was adding in bevacizumab or Avastin to chemotherapy and trastuzumab. Is that still out on the table as a possibility?
That idea is being explored.